Don Coyas is with Wisconsin Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohicans and founder of White Bison, a nonprofit wellness group based in Colorado. He says many problems in Indian country today come from the abuse Native Americans suffered in the government's nearly 500 boarding schools, which opened in the late 1800s. Children were taken from their homes and pushed to assimilate into white society, which sometimes meant beatings for speaking their native language. Coyas says while the government should apologize, Native people should also learn to forgive.
Professional counselors, they can see this connectedness between that trauma and suicides, obesity, diabetes, and our elders assured us that if we are able to forgive this unforgivable, that we'll see a great healing that will take place.
In mid-May, petitioners will trek through 23 boarding school sites in the U.S. Coya says they'll finish in Washington, D.C. in June. He says the Australian and Canadian governments have recently apologized for how their indigenous communities were treated. He says President Obama could well do the same.
Whether they make an apology or not, we are going to still forgive because we're just losing too many children. It would be nice if he would, but we will get our freedom through forgiveness by doing it anyway.
Last year at the Unity Convention in Chicago, Mr. Obama was asked if he'd follow the examples of Australia and Canada and apologize to America's indigenous people for their past treatment by the government.
That's something that I would want to consult with Native American tribes and councils to talk about, because obviously, as sovereign nations, they also have a whole host of other issues that they're concerned about.
Organizers add the journey's tied to the 1994 birth of a white buffalo in Janesville, Wisconsin, which prophesies a time of healing for all nations. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.